بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله، وأفضل الدعاء الحمد لله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman. We praise Allah jalla majdahu for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam. Shariat is very simple, easy, complete and perfect. These days everybody wants to know how I can reform, how I can change, what's the formula for reformation or change. As an individual, how I can bring change in my life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the end of Surah Baqarah, He presents a formula for us. Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Alayhi, he has summarized that formula for us. It is stated that if we implement five things, if we bring five qualities in our life, inshallah we'll be able to change. If we want to have self-discipline, then five qualities we bring in our life. If you want self-reformation, then five qualities you have to bring in our life. Number one, zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, tawbah unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number five, respecting and honoring the shiar of Allah jalla majdahu. To reiterate, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleading before Allah jalla majdahu. Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repenting sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respecting the shiar. Shiar are the symbols of Allah, signs of Allah. The chief characteristics we call shiar in Islam. As far as shukr is concerned, then generally people say that we have to be grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many boons and favors and the ability to see, talk, walk, etc. Everything which Allah has given us, we should be grateful. No matter how small it is, how big it is. In the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, story is in Hayat al-Sahaba, one person came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said that see the plight of the person who is suffering from leprosy. Now everybody knows that leprosy is when the person has such a disease, such an ailment, that part of his body at times are falling off, skin is falling off, person is not smelling right. So the person is asking Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and saying, see this person, that in what a plight is he, what a pitiful situation this person is in. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that person also should make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who has got this ailment, this sickness, he also should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If people ask him that, why must this person be grateful unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that this person, he is able to go to toilet also. That this person, notwithstanding the ailment he has got, but Allah Jalla Majdahu is allowing him to go to toilet. Allah Jalla Majdahu is allowing the person to pass out urine. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is allowing the person to pass out stool. That in itself is a great boon and favor. So everything, respected elders, if you ask a person who is ailing and sick and who cannot pass stool or urine, ask that person in how much of difficulty and parishani that person is in. So everything we have, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be grateful to Allah. Allah has given us so much, and so much in this country, that we are allowed great degree of freedom of worship. We can practice deen openly, freely, without any difficulty. One quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and generally we do not even realize that this is a good quality, and let alone we realize it's a quality to be praised. This is the quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the quality of forgetfulness. Generally we think the quality of forgetfulness, this is a bad quality. Looking carefully we will realize that this quality of forgetfulness is an excellent quality Allah has given us. Especially among children also, can you imagine if you have to admonish children and they do not forget? But repeatedly you admonish them, you lightly admonish them, you beat them up lightly, but within 5 minutes they forget. Can you imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us the quality of forgetfulness and someone passed away in your family, your wife, your daughter, your father, your mother, and if this quality of forgetfulness Allah did not give you, then you'll be crying from the time the person passed away up to now, you'll still be hailing, wailing, crying and screaming. But someone passes away, you feel it. After a week you start fading. After a month it fades more. Some a year you have forgotten who was there to remember. And this quality is a boon and favor Allah Jalla Majdahu has given us. So we should be making shukr to all the qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We should be making this zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla Majdahu is saying that Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'inna al-qulub, that verily due to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, peace and tranquility reaches the heart. So zikr does not only mean that you should turn the rosary or the tasbih, but zikr means to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. In every way, Shah Waliullah Delhi Rahmatullah alayhi has written in Hujjatullah al-Baligha that minimum there are 10 types and methods of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making Quran tilawah, saying subhanallah, saying alhamdulillah, saying subhanallah plus alhamdulillah, making istighfar and tawbah, reading and making tilawat of Quran, sending durood upon beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having tawakkul unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, So all these are forms of zikr which we should be engaged in. Then we should be making tawbah unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repenting unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Luqman radiallahu ta'ala stated that if a person says, "Faghfirli," basically meaning, "Ya Allah, forgive me," in abundance, then generally his du'as will be accepted. A simple formula, just saying, "Faghfirli," du'as are accepted. And then du'a is mentioned as one of the points that if we make and if we render, this will be part of self-reformation. So we are saying 5 points for self-reformation, self-discipline, self-control. One is zikr, other is shukr, the other is to make dua and making tawbah unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and respecting the shiar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah, basically we should make a tawbah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. That all Muslims return unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a firm, sincere, devoted tawbah unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day of our lives, every hour of our lives, we are entitled to make istighfar. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make istighfar 100 times a day, although he was innocent. So we, respected elders, when you look at something wrong, you're not supposed to be looking, we should be making istighfar. When we say something and we're not supposed to be saying it, make istighfar. When we hear something, we're not supposed to be hearing it, make istighfar. So at every turn of our life, istighfar should be made in abundance. Then we must respect the shiar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should respect the symbols of Allah. Shah Waliullah Delhi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes in Hujjatullah al-Baligha that basically there are 4 shiar of Allah. That is Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam, Ka'batullah, Kitabullah, Quran al-Kareem, and fourthly Salah. All these 4 have got its own ramifications. When we talk of Ka'batullah, we mean all places such as masajid, jamaat khanas, places of waqf, etc. When we're talking of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're talking of all Anbiya alayhi salam, Sahaba ikram, and the awliya, and the pious, and the Muslims. When we're talking of Kitabullah, we're talking of all Islamic literature. When we discussing Salah, we talking of all the external pillars of Islam that are visual and you can see it. As a Muslim, we should respect them, honor them, love them, defend them. And anyone saying anything against the shiar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves the punishment of Allah Jalla Majdahu. And that is why currently at the moment there is an economical crisis starting in America, etc. Because these enemies of Islam, these rascals and culprits, in their cartoons and in their vilification against Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam especially, have gone against the shiar of Allah. And there is a general principle that if you go against the shiar of Allah, then get ready, Allah Jalla Majdahu will make war against you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes war against those who indulge in interest. That comes in Quran al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes war against those who go against the awliya, his friends. That comes in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at history. Every time and every time, anyone who went against the shiar of Allah, Abraha went against the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulverized him with the help of small birds. The people of Samud, when Salih alayhi salam's camel came and they hamstrung her, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala annihilated them. Anything, any person going against the shiar of Allah, expect the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is happening worldwide, this is the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, what we should be doing currently is to be focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making a sincere repentance to Allah jalla majdahu. Allah is waiting for us. We are those who are delaying. Allah wants us to repent. We are those who are delaying. We are dragging our feet, and we should value the essence of dua. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ad-dua muhzul ibadah." The dua is the core of ibadat. Dua is the essence of ibadat. Dua is the marrow of ibadat. Dua is ibadat. But we have got a bullet in our hand. If a person says that this bullet can knock down an elephant, you take that bullet and throw it onto a cat, the cat will not die. But you put that bullet in the proper channels, put it in the proper barrel and fire it, then that bullet is effective. Every one of us, small or big, wealthy or poor, knowledgeable or not knowledgeable, ulama, non-ulama, every Muslim has got the power of dua. We are not appreciating it, and we are spoiling it with haram earning, with haram drinking, with haram sustenance and provision, whereas Allah Jalla Majdahu has given us the opportunity to make halal earning. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that the person will stand in Arafat and cry, and he will be weeping and wailing, tears are shedding, his clothing is soiled, his hair is disheveled, but his dua does not rise above his head. Why? Because his food is haram, his clothing is haram, his drink is haram. That is why he is crying, "Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi," nothing is happening. This has become our situation, that we are pleading before Allah, we are crying before Allah, nothing is happening. We should question our wealth, look where we are earning. That is why the dua is, "Allahumma inni as'aluka rizqan halalan tayyiban wasiya." Ya Allah, I want from you, I require from you a provision that is halal, that is wide, that is expanse, and that is comforting to me. Respected elders, and Allah Jalla Majdahu is waiting. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated in one hadith, narrating which, and then we conclude, and then we will tell you how to make this salah of Eid. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam states of a person from the Bani Israel that he goes out with his conveyance, and he goes out with his provision, he goes out with his food, he goes out with his drink, and he travels. While traveling, then he decides that I am going to rest. He decides that he is going to rest under a tree. When he rests, he sleeps, he is tired, he sleeps deeply. When he gets up, he realizes his conveyance is gone, his food is gone, his water is gone, his saddle is gone, his provision is gone. Everything that he brought onto the camel, onto the conveyance is gone. Everything is gone. He is left alone in that desert. Nothing. He is traumatized, he is worried, he is perturbed, he is running and looking, he looks here, he looks there, in that heat and in that sweat, he is perspiring, he is looking everywhere, nothing is happening, no conveyance, no food, no water, no provision. He is now worried, perturbed, concerned what he is going to do, but at the same time he is tiring, he is getting fatigued, he is becoming weak. He comes back to the tree after hours of searching and no result, no fructification of his efforts. He comes back and he lies down at the same tree. He is tired now because he has searched, no result. He is fatigued, he has searched, no result, and he lays down and he sleeps. When he sleeps out of fatigue, he has lost hope, he is helpless and hopeless. He does not know what to do. In that stage, he falls asleep. When he gets up, he sees in front of him, he sees his conveyance. He sees his provision. He sees his food. He sees his feathers. He sees his drink. Everything is there now. Everything Allah Jalla Majdahu has brought back for him. Everything, hope has come back. Now he is confident. He looks to the skies. He looks to the heavens. And he pleads and he cries. And out of ecstasy, out of delight, and out of joy, out of utter joy, he looks up and he says that I am your Rabb and you are my servant. Instead of saying something else, this one comes out that he's lost control of himself, out of joy and out of delight. Instead of saying you are my Rabb and I am your servant, he loses complete control of himself, and what he says that I am your Rabb and you are my servant. Allah Jalla Majdahu, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, he is more overjoyed than that person who found his provision than a person who repents and who comes towards Allah. When a person goes towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah is more overjoyed than that person who found his provision. Allah is more delighted unto that person who was found his dream. Allah, when you repent towards him, when you go towards him, Allah is excited. Allah is waiting for us so that we go towards him. It is on these occasions that we must forget our differences, focus unto Allah. The enemies of Islam are taking advantage of our disunity and our discord. In our country we should be united, pleading before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, crying before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so that the mercy of Allah Jalla Majdahu comes unto us. So the formula for self-reformation, the formula for self-discipline is very simple. Make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Make shukr unto Allah. Be grateful unto Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And make tawbah. Repent unto Allah. Make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And respect and honor the shiar, the signs of Allah, the chief characteristics of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us ability to practice upon this deen. The brothers are requested, inshallah we are going to start Salat, especially those who are in security. Please now you should come, we are going to explain how you perform the Salat of Eid. It is very, very simple, the Salat of Eid. To make intention of making 2 rakats of wajib salat with 6 extra takbirs. I'm making 2 rakats of wajib salat with 6 extra takbirs. So you say Allahu Akbar, Imam will say Allahu Akbar, you tie your hands. And then you read your sana. Then Allahu Akbar, you leave it. Allahu Akbar, you leave it. Allahu Akbar, you tie. Now the Imam is going to read a Surah Fatiha and Surah. So understand the rule is very simple. 1, 2, 1. 1, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Another simple principle is that, see, Allahu Akbar. Now you will read something. So you tie. Allahu Akbar. You're not reading anything. So you leave it. Allahu Akbar. You're not reading anything. You are the Imam. So you leave it. Allahu Akbar. Now you're reading. The Imam is going to read. So you tie. Second rakat. Before going into ruku, this is very easy. Same principle. Allahu Akbar. Not reading anything. Leave it. Allahu Akbar. Not reading anything. Leave it. Allahu Akbar. Not reading anything. Leave it. Allahu Akbar. Now you're going to ruku, you're going to read your tasbihat. So you change your posture, your movement. Second rakat, after the third or your fourth takbir, you go into ruku. I think brothers can stand now, inshallah. All those in the area, see what's it? Shall we wait?
All the steps are complete.